So that actually like is a revelation for me also, like, you know, a self-discovery. Okay, you are actually okay. I mean, what a surprise. I've expected myself to be, you know, be down in the dumps and feeling, oh, I think I want someone, maybe the world is ending. But I actually don't feel that. You know, if you see my face right now, I'm like,
I can
hey,
hear
yeah,
your
I don't feel
smile.
that.
I can
Yeah,
hear your smile.
I'm actually smiling.
In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Ataide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
So before we head on into today's episode, I just want to apologize first and foremost for the quality that we had. I think I did something wrong on my recording. Tracy was such a great guest. I hope you guys still enjoy all throughout. She has such great input on both dating and being NBSB, and I know a lot of people are asking about that. So hope you guys can forgive me. Please enjoy and stick around until the very end. Thanks. Welcome, everybody, to another brand new episode of Shot of Sanity with Aaron Ataide. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is that you're listening to this. I'm Aaron Ataide, and, you know, most of the episodes that we've done on the show, it's been with Joyce. And we love Joyce, and she's an amazing part of the show. But one part of our relationship, my friendship with Joyce, is that she's married. She doesn't have to date. So whenever we talk about dating on the show, her perception is from somebody that has successfully done it already. So I wanted to talk to someone who is also single, and also addresses something that a lot of people have asked questions about here on the show, whether it is through our Facebook page or online or through even voice messages, about how it is being an adult or adulting and having gone through this whole thing with the NBSB tag alongside you. Now, a lot of people might look at that as a negative thing. I don't. And joining us to talk about it is the best friend of a lot of wonderful people in the world, your favorite stylist as well, the one and only Tracy Ison. Tracy, thank you for joining me on the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm trying to make it through quarantine. We're recording this on a Sunday. Obviously, it's not going to be out today, but it was really weird. It was the first time today that I went to a mall. I went to Rockwell because I saw that you were posting that you were going there, and it seemed safe enough.
Yes.
It was weird to be out in the real world outside in a mall.
Time?
Yeah,
oh,
it was
wow.
My first time to go to a mall today.
No way.
Yes. I'm so not the type to trust a lot of other people and be around them and, you know, think that they're safe. You, on the other hand, you have been going around. How is that?
Actually, I've been going out because my dad is a senior citizen, so I have to do our errands and our grocery. But to be honest, like, I think the malls are doing a great job. Keeping us safe and everything.
I agree. When I went there, I went into
a... What did you feel, though?
At first, I was, of course, as it was my first time to be there, I was a little scared. To be honest, I was scared.
Paranoid, I'm sure.
Yes, my anxiety was taking over. It was like looking at people, making sure everyone was a meter away from me. And I went into Uniqlo and I was like, oh my God, I can't touch anything. Like, if I'm going to touch it, I need to buy it. Like, I don't want to mess around and mess anything up for anyone, because I know that's what I hope everyone would be doing as well. And true enough, when I was in power plant, everyone was... You know, they were very responsible, and I agree. The malls are doing very well to try and keep everyone have a bit of, let's say, peace of mind when they're walking around. And that's really the most important thing.
Yep, and you should always have alcohol in your bag or in your pocket. I think that's what I do. And I don't touch anything at all.
The one thing I couldn't do is I was thinking about getting something to eat. I don't know if I have the testicular fortitude, so to say, to eat out. Have you been able to do that yet?
Actually, yes, I tried doing that, I think, a month ago when GCQ started. It was a weird experience because there are a lot of procedures before you can sign in. But it also made me feel very safe. And I was just so grateful that day to experience that kind of normalcy, you know, to remove your mask and to eat with a friend for like 30 to 45 minutes max. Because, of course, you didn't want to stay and, you know, overstay, you know.
Of course.
So, it was a very new experience again, you know, being like one seat apart or having that, what do you call that thing?
The plexiglass. Barrier, yeah, there was the plastic barrier thing.
And you have to speak louder because your friend won't really, it's a muffled like audio.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. So everybody's like yelling in the restaurants.
We were struggling the whole time and we were like, you know what? Let's just go home. After eating, you were supposed to like chat for like 10 minutes and then we got so tired because you have to like speak louder than usual.
Yeah, it did you feel though, like when you were out, that you needed to go home already? Because that's how I felt. I was walking around the mall and I was like, I've been here for too long. I need to go home now just to feel safe.
I super get you because I would feel guilty every single time. Like, even though I'm in the mall to do errands and grocery, of course, you would want to check like a certain store or walk a bit for your 10,000 steps a day. Mm-hmm. But then I would feel like, okay, maybe I should be home. I should stay home. So every time I go out, I just really, you know, do my errands really fast and maybe 2 hours max and then just head back home. Just to be safe, you know.
And especially with your dad being a senior citizen, you want to make sure that you don't, you know, bring anything home to him as well. As you know, you are the one that needs to go out. You need to make sure that you're responsible.
I don't eat with him anymore. I eat inside my room just to be safe. Because you don't want contact. And then whenever we're in the car, we, you know, wear masks and face shields. Just to be really, really safe. I mean, we don't know if, you know, you're asymptomatic or...
I mean, that's what my parents and my brother and my dad, they don't really see... in me, like, because whenever I see my dad is a senior citizen, and he's also very, very high on the potential scale, so to say, of contracting the sickness. And I always try to be very, very safe around him. And they're like, no, sit inside the room and all that. I'm like, no, I'm good outside. I am over here. I can see you guys. I'm fine. I'll stay on this side of the glass.
We're just so paranoid right now. And I can't like afford to, you know, infect people just in case I have the virus. So I'm just, actually, I don't ask my friends out. I think I just saw 2 friends this whole quarantine. Just because they always get swab tests for work, for their work. I really don't want to be blamed for the paranoid side.
Well, you know, we are living in this new world, and me and Joyce have talked about dating in this quarantine very much on the show. But like I say, whenever I talk to Joyce about dating, it's very difficult for her to understand some of the other sides of the things. I mean, she has some amazing points. Obviously, she's always very good with that. But with you, you're going through this as well. You're going through... being single in quarantine, and
we've been going through this for a very long time.
Very, very long time. You have been going through it a little bit longer than I am, and
my whole life, actually.
Exactly, and that is something that a question that I get a lot about here on the show, and perfect, like 53 minutes ago from when this question was sent to me, I already wanted to talk to you about this type of scenario that we're living in. One of our listeners, his name is Stephen, he sent in a message here. I'll read this out and then we'll talk it through. He says, "Hi guys and gals, manghihingi lang sana po ako ng payo. I just turned 31 last Wednesday. I'm still clueless when it comes to dating. Never ako umabot sa point na nakaroon ako ng relasyon sa buong talambuhay ko. Nanligaw, na-reject, ginawang kuya, kapatid, best friend, or ginawang character reference. I tried online dating, but it's really not cut out for me. Happy naman ako alone, pero gusto ko maging happy with someone ngayon. I want to know how other people deal with feelings of longing in this period of pandemic. Lalo na kapag yung mga bagay na nag-enjoy nilang gawin noon, eh di na masaya ngayon dahil may iba nang hinahanap. So, the question really is, and this is for somebody that has also not been in a relationship ever, do you feel that not being in a relationship is felt more now that we are locked down than it was before the lockdown?
Okay, just for my friends who are listening, they would always tell me like, no, you're not NBSB because you've dated before. But I would always clear that up. I've never been in a committed relationship. Like, I've never put labels. So I just need to clear that out. I've been dating.
How close have you been to being in a relationship?
The I love yous.
Okay.
We're there.
Uh-huh.
But to be committed to that person, I didn't feel that. So whenever the person would ask if we would, you know, do you want to be together, uh-huh, like officially, I would always say no. Hindi sa nagmamaganda, but you just feel that. And parang I never felt that, you know, weird term, but the magic or the
yes, get
connection or the spark
yung
or
yung fireworks kumbaga.
Yes, and parang laging I feel so unsure, so I don't want to waste their time and my time. So there, it just never progressed to a quote-unquote real relationship.
See, that's what a lot of people have a misconception of, that when someone says that they are NBSB or NGSB, it is because some people think that, oh, it baka walang nanliligaw or walang nagtanong. It's not, that is not necessarily the case, and you are a perfect example of this. You are really holding out for magic. You're looking for magic, and you won't settle for anything less.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want to waste your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people would not agree with me because they would be like, even my friends would tell me like, you should just try. Try to be with that person or try to commit. Mm-hmm. You never know, things might change. But for me, I'll always feel that doubt. And you don't want to be with a person with that kind of doubt, right? When it comes to being with you.
Definitely. So,
right?
So how has it been? Now in quarantine, has it changed in terms of the landian, the conversations? Sorry, I had to go straight for landian. But
you shouldn't be sad. I think a lot of people are going through that landian now.
Yes.
Most especially this quarantine, right?
Yeah. So tell me your stories. How has it been? How has the longing for connection been in this quarantine for you?
Actually, I got surprised with myself because, I never had a boyfriend, but I'd always want to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But when quarantine happened, I just suddenly... You know, everyone went through this. I'm sure you know the anxiety, the uncertainty, you know, the fear and the mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. Like one day you're happy and then the next day you're just crying and then asking, why is this happening right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually feel less lonely now. Like I don't feel the need to find someone. I've been hearing a lot of people trying to date this quarantine through, you know, Bumble, Tinder, or even reconnecting with friends. And whenever I hear that, to be honest, my usual reaction before would be like, why are you like craving for that kind of relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be so judgmental about it. But now I'm more open-minded.
Okay.
Because, of course, a lot of people are lonely inside their homes and wanting that, you know, connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get that physical connection right now because of the pandemic. With me, it's different. I just sort of detach to, you know, that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I'm thinking of... my mind is just not in that realm right now, that love life aspect.
I get that because in terms of priorities, it's not there. Oh, well, At the start of quarantine, I was very interested in it. There was obviously someone that I was very, very open to having conversations with. But when that kind of fizzled out because of the limitations, because what kind of growth in relationship are you looking for anyway, right? I mean, if you're looking for a relationship, you also have to have an idea of what the goal in the relationship is. And with the way that it is right now, I guess that might have been one of the reasons why it ended. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm not on dating apps, because obviously that I am, and I've talked about it here on the show. If you're looking for a conversation that is mainly just a conversation, that's a place that you might want to search for it. But I do understand what you're talking about, where the longing for a relationship has taken a back seat in terms of the priorities, because you realize that there are other things that are more important in the world and more important in your life than being with somebody.
Exactly. But I'm not judging people who want that.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
I think I've lived my life wanting that. So I really got surprised with how I am this pandemic or this quarantine. Like, every time someone tries to talk to me on social media or, you know, messaging apps, I'd be so lazy to communicate or to connect. I don't know if you've ever felt that.
I do. I do feel that.
Right? You just don't feel the need. Or maybe I haven't found that person yet. But I'm just not pressured right now. Even though I'm surrounded with friends who are getting together and then people who are getting engaged. Before, my usual reaction would be like, I want that for myself. But now, my thoughts like, I just want to get out of this pandemic alive.
Exactly.
And well and healthy.
I completely agree with that. And I think that that is something that we're seeing now in this stage of the lockdown, where at the start we were very, very gung-ho of, ooh, I need a quarant thing, I need a quarant fling, I need something to spice up the situation that I'm in right now. But I think we're at the point now where we have become so much more comfortable with being alone. And it's also looking at the situation again, like I was saying, where it's, I mean, even if we are talking every day, that doesn't change much of the relationship that we can have. I still can't see you. We still can't hang out all the time. We can't watch a movie or anything like that. You still have to stay in your home and I have to stay in mine. I guess the stunted growth of what a potential relationship will be is one of the reasons why maybe people are moving away from trying to find quarant flings.
Yes, but you know, I just want to like share what my friends have been doing.
Okay.
You know, about this thing, because you know we're in the same boat. We're like, okay, if there's someone, then fine. But then if there's none, we're okay also. Mm-hmm. But then I have some friends who are really, really trying their best to, you know, find that one person, the one. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard a lot of success stories. You just have to make an effort. Make an effort and explore other things you guys can do, you know, Zoom in moments or, you know, games and all that to spice things up. Because you're right, you can't do anything. You can't meet up because, well, you can technically, but then you'd feel guilty going out, right? Because not a lot of people are doing that, you know, just for leisure or whatever. People would go out for errands and things. Mm-hmm. So I'm really appreciating people who are doing things, you know, different things to make their relationship or, you know, their quote-unquote Lendian work. And it's interesting. Like, I've heard a lot of stories. It's really, really, like, I'm amazed at how, you know, people are coping through this pandemic when it comes to that, you know, the romantic side of things.
I have a lot of listeners that are also NBSB or NGSB. What is your advice to them when they are in this moment, like Stephen right here, where he is longing for someone to be happy with? And obviously you have reached a point of maturity where it's, as long as you are individually happy and your family is happy, it carries on over onto other aspects of your life. But he is looking for someone to be happy with. What is your, I guess, a piece of advice for him?
Well, Stephen. Hi, Stephen. We're actually the same age, me 31, yeah. Right? It's normal to feel that way. So never feel like you're asking for too much. Never feel guilty about wanting a relationship or wanting that connection. Because I think that's the normal route for everyone. Like, to be with someone, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you want to do something, if you want to connect with people, then try online dating. Try it. Try everything. Reconnect with friends. If you like someone before and that person is single, just try to message that person. Like, just take the risk shoot your shot.
I'm taking down notes.
My cousin told me that.
I'm taking down notes. Okay, shoot your shot.
I think this is the best time to really experiment because everyone's just at home. Everyone's just trying to get by. Mm-hmm. So everyone has free time to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Or to enter whoever they want, even though it's not your usual thing to go on Bumble or Tinder or whatever dating app is available, you should get out of your comfort zone and try these things.
Ah.
That's my take on, you know.
I agree.
I'm not doing that though. Shoot.
Are you not online dating?
Actually, no. I tried online dating. Just for a week, I think December last year.
Uh-huh.
I think around Christmas to New Year. But then, I can't say I'm not the most terrible guys, but they might be listening.
Hey, then they need to hear it. They need to fix their online dating character.
The other one, is still my friend, but he's in a relationship and he's in Bumble. So I called him out, so he got surprised because I didn't know, obviously. But then I found out he's with someone, uh-huh. And then I really called him out. And I was like, I was just that mother mode.
Oh my god, you're the Bumble police.
Yes. And he got surprised because no one ever called him out. So we're friends till now. The other one just didn't work out. You know, we tried, but then there's no connection and everything. And after that, I was like, maybe I'm not for online dating. Just because I'm not the type of person who would, you know, message a lot, mm-hmm. even with my friends.
Yeah, not even with me.
So that's actually on me. If I'm not meeting anyone, just because I'm lazy to type and, you know, be on my phone and communicate, maybe that's why I'm single. Just kidding.
I love that we're having revelations on recording. This is amazing for you. You're having breakthroughs, Tracy. I'm so happy.
I know. I'm so scared, my dear. But no, they're good people. It's their lives. I mean,
yeah.
I can't do anything for their decisions. But, well, for me, I don't think I'm for online dating. I'm more of like, you know, meeting someone organically. But I really don't have a problem with people using that app. If it works for you guys, then go for it, right?
I completely agree. I've tried online dating. I am there. But it is really not for me. I have never met anyone that I have matched with there. It's not something that I have ever done, especially now. I mean, it seems the most irresponsible thing to do to all of a sudden just start meeting up with random people.
Yes.
And I hope that people understand that online dating is not the only way that you can meet someone nowadays. I have friends who have like had Zoom Inumans, and they met a friend of a friend that was in the same Zoom Inuman, and they kind of hit it off, and they're talking until now. So you don't need to kind of look at the situation now and think, okay, online dating is the only way to go. No, that's not the case. There are other ways, and like we said before, and I agree with Tracy, if there was somebody that you were kind of interested in before the whole pandemic, slide into the DM. What's the worst that
can
happen? Shoot your shot. You don't need to see this person.
You know, no one will know.
What was that?
You will know. I mean, it's your pride, but then it's just your pride. No one can ever know about it. So it's fine. Do it.
But see, being scene zone kind of sucks, but you know, it happens. It really does happen.
It happens, but then if you don't try, you know, you never know your answer, right?
Yes, I'd rather, that is true. I'd rather be scene zoned and know that the person wasn't interested than me not taking the shot and not knowing if that person wasn't interested at all.
yes, your curiosity will kill you eventually.
Exactly.
So it's better to, you know, do things, do your thing now.
And especially for people that are feeling a lot of anxiety right now, you don't want to have the anxiety hanging over you of maybe if I did this or maybe if I did that, blah, 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 blah. But Tracy, my question now for you is, I mean, you have a lot of friends who are also looking for connection and looking for people to have conversations with and feel something more. Is it different for somebody that is NBSB from somebody that isn't? Or are we all feeling the same thing?
Hey, I thought you were going to ask, you know, you have some friends, maybe you can introduce me.
No, we've already tried that.
Oops. I didn't say that.
Is it the same?
Actually, I think it's the same. We just... I mean, I'm not speaking for everyone. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, this is on a personal level. I think we're just more used to being alone than, you know, people who've been in relations like you.
Uh-huh.
'Cause you've experienced, you know, being with someone. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to accept when you don't have any kind of fling or quarantines this pandemic.
That is interesting.
Yeah, because it's your normal. No, it's not your new normal.
Yes.
When it comes to your love life, it's the same. You just don't talk to anyone. You do your thing. So it's kind of easier. But I think there are certain similarities also. I mean, you know, we're all human beings craving for connections, uh-huh, right? Human connections. But yeah, I'm just so used to being alone. I mean, I've been... Well, technically, 31 years.
Uh-huh.
So, whenever I feel bored before, I'd always be like, should I talk to someone or connect with someone? And be like, no, I'll just read a book or watch my K-drama or listen to K-pop. I'm good. Maybe I'll do it after this pandemic. When, you know, everything's clear, everything, my head is clear also, because we all have pandemic brains right now.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll agree with
obviously,
me
yes.
on that one. But so that's me. That's my take on dating. But I'm not stopping anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm so supportive with my friends who are, you know, who are really into quarantine things and all.
I
always just push them, you know, do your thing, just go for it.
I like two things that you touched on there. One was that you were turning what people might perceive to be a negative into a positive, and using the fact that you haven't been in a relationship before to your advantage, where it is, okay, we've been through this long enough and now we can use this to our advantage. We know what it's like to not be with someone, and we know how to be happy without someone, and we'll take care of that when this is all over. I like the fact that you did that, and I like the fact that you look at the situation that way and not a defeatist type of angle. I like that.
Yeah, I think I thought about it at some point in quarantine, because we've been in quarantine for, what, 6 months. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's like a jumble of, you know, thoughts inside your brain. I think we've gone through so many thoughts. But when I realized that I'm actually okay. You know what? I actually got surprised that I'm okay. I'm okay, you know, being at home. I'm okay not making lonely someone, not depending on anyone for my happiness. I'm okay, or just to entertain myself. I actually got surprised, because I like being around people. I like talking to people. I like going out, even though I'm NBSB.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually, like, is a revelation for me also, like, you know, a self-discovery of, hey, you are actually okay. I mean, what a surprise. I've expected myself to be, you know, be down in the dumps and feeling, oh, I think I want someone, maybe the world is ending. I should love someone fearlessly and all that, but I actually don't feel that. You know, if you see my face right now, I'm like,
I can hear your smile. I can hear your smile. I can hear it. I can hear the revelation and the smile of content on your face.
Yeah. I can send you a photo later. I'm actually very, I'm smiling so hard. But yeah, so you do you. We all have different needs. We all have different emotions. We're all going, we're going through different things, even though we're in this same pandemic or you know, same kind of quarantine. We all have different personalities. So whatever, you know, would make you happy, go for it. Don't be pressured by anyone. If your friends are dating, you aren't, and then you're okay with it, just accept it. And then if vice versa, just, you know, respect your feelings. And because it is valid.
Yes.
It is valid that you're experiencing those things. But also, you should be open-minded. You know, listen to other people's stories. This is the best time to actually open your mind even more. To accept knowledge or different ideas from other people about, you know, other things and dating, most especially.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just how it is. I mean, we've talked about it all here on the show before. Listen to your quarantine feelings, but don't always trust them because sometimes that will get you in trouble. Thank you so much to the one and only Tracy Isod for joining us here on the show. Trace, why don't you invite everyone to check out your amazing bikini line that you have for when we can finally go out and they want to look amazing out there.
Yay, thanks A for having me. And for every one who's listening, I actually have this swimwear brand called Balud Swim. At Balud Swim on Instagram, you can check it out if you want those smart swimsuits that you can also use as tops. And pag pwede na mag swimming and mag travel and mag island life, you guys should check it out.
Hey, and even if not, if you want to walk around your house and, you know, look really
fine, do yoga, wearing our swimsuit, yes, please do check our brand out at Balud Swim on Instagram.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, at Tracy Isod on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us here on Shot of Sanity.
Thank you so much,
A. It was so fun having you here. We will definitely be having you back because I know a lot of people are going to be sending in questions now relating towards this topic. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up this episode of Shot of Sanity. We'll see you next time. Peace and love.